519, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Meredith Summers of the Washington Times. Hello, you never call, you never write. Well, actually, you do write. I read what you wrote today, as a matter of fact. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right, hide and seek, no game for carry-on contraband. You went on a day trip to Dulles, is that what I hear?
I did. I actually took several day trips out there. I took out the Dulles toll road exit out there and just spent one full day and a couple late nights there with the Customs and Border Protection officers.
All right. Now, the mission was what?
The mission was to find the craziest stuff that comes in their suitcase. You know how they have that show, Kids Say the Darndest Things? This was like Customs officers find the darndest things.
Okay.
And we found a lot of darn things.
Yeah. All right. Explain.
Well, most people will go overseas and, they'll come back with a couple of souvenirs, T-shirts, or, like shell necklaces, that kind of thing. And sometimes you'll get people who are traveling to America and they'll bring over, like mementos and little keepsakes. And then you get people who bring in, a real taste of home, and I mean that literally. So they'll bring in, Ziploc baggies full of meat products that you don't know what they are. People will bring in flowers because they're going to bring their sweethearts, and you find out that there's bugs in them. And so that's what these officers are charged with doing. They have dogs and scanners, and something that you might think is an innocent thing is actually considered a health threat to America because we don't have, and by we I mean, our plants and our animals don't have that natural defense that other countries have, or if they don't have, that they are already suffering from.
Yeah.
So they sort of are keeping us safe here, but also they've got a lot of gross stuff coming in.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of it sounds very innocent in nature, but we also have those who will try to smuggle drugs in. We've got people people that put reptiles in their pants and try to get them through customs. Any real, real crazy stuff?
When I was there, I saw a couple weird things. One of the things, and believe it or not, this is actually legal. You can bring this in. People would bring in queso fresco, that really rich, fresh cheese. And this one guy was unwrapping the suitcase because it had been wrapped in blue saran wrap. And the thing started leaking. And he opened it, and it was filled top to bottom with just cheese. And another guy brought in a full size. I mean, this thing, it was a salted fish that was the size of your forearm. I mean, the thing was tremendous. It filled up a whole suitcase. And it was salted and it was foul. But I was talking to a couple of the girls who work the agricultural section, which is where you get a lot of these, plants and animals. And one lady said, I opened the suitcase and this guy had brought a sheep's head and its skin with it. And said it looked like he just killed the sheep and got on the plane with it. And that was it. But then you get the narcotics, and I thought, this is going to be, I wore tennis shoes that day because I was like, I'm going to be ready. If they need me to chase down some drug smuggler on the tarmac, I really, in my head was like, this is going to happen. But when it comes to narcotics and that kind of thing, they do that a little bit more subtly. So if they think somebody could be, shuttling in a drug either on themselves or in something, they do it a lot more quiet. They'll take them into a back office and ask them questions and that kind of thing. But they have a lot of wands and knives to poke holes and things. They just, I wasn't there when they found it, but a lady had brought in candy bars, the big thick ones that have, filling in it like caramel or marshmallow, and it was filled with cocaine. So these drug smugglers, if there's a hollow place, there's chances of there's going to be drugs in there.
Wow. All right, now, about the searches, are they random or are they tipped off? How does that work?
Yeah, well, when you come back on an international flight, we all have those blue declaration forms. Growing up, if I traveled, I just gave it to my mom. But the idea is that, it's sort of a on your honor. If you have something that is food or vegetable or you're carrying a ton of money, you have to declare it. So if you don't, then you usually go right through, although they do just random inspections, just random, there's no profiling, anything like that. But if you declare, then they'll look at your card and see what you're declaring. I mean, again, some food, like the cheese, for example, is legal, and some fruits and vegetables are too. But they have the dogs there that sniff out certain foods, and they will scan your suitcase through, and you can, on the scanner, you can see if it can go down to actual, organic or metal or vegetable or grain. So It's a $300 fine. If you declare it and they take it away from you, that's okay. But if you try to sneak it through, they'll give you a $300 fine. And there was a lot of times when people would say, no, I don't have anything in my bag. And the officers would be like, are you sure you're not carrying this? And no, I promise. And the officer would be like, I'm looking at it on the x-ray machine. Are you sure? So, yeah.
That's pretty funny. I imagine I hear all kinds of excuses too, like I had no idea there was a live penguin in my suitcase.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I don't know. And the officers say they tell them the person, they're like, well, you have this bag, it's in your possession, and you're going to take the full responsibility. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, maybe my mom put that in there. Maybe I do know that there's something in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of stories. But a lot of times people just think, oh, well, you know, I'm traveling from, visiting my family in, Nigeria or someplace or down in South America, and they want, a certain grain or some kind of meat that they're used to having when they go home, and they bring it back, and the officers go, nope. They get a hot sheet every morning. That's the nickname for it, and it's a list of everything that's considered a threat and what is and isn't okay. In Asia, when the bird flu was coming out, I mean, everything was just, red marked. You couldn't bring in anything, and just depending on the day sometimes, one thing could be allowed in, and the next minute it isn't.
Hmm. What kind of penalties are assessed, do you know?
If you don't declare something and it's considered a threat, they'll give you $300, and obviously for drugs and that kind of thing, you'll get a fine or arrested. And some people, as far as their visas go, it's interesting because if someone comes over, from another country and they don't have the right papers to get in, it's on the airline that brought them over. They have to get them back to their home country because that airline let them on the plane.
Yeah.
But as far as endangered species, because unfortunately, and also it's very interesting, they have an endangered species section, so you'll get people coming over from Africa with elephant hides and teeth and furs and that kind of thing, and they're gorgeous, but obviously endangered, and those people wind up with a severe fine or be put in jail if they're a repeat offender.
Yeah. Were you surprised by any of it, or did you just kind of have a handle it was going to be a little crazy when you went out there?
I knew it was probably going to be a little bit crazy. I was not anticipating the smell that would come out. Because people, in your head you think, I'll just bring this over. But it's an overseas flight, so these flights are, at minimum, 6 hours. And people will bring over raw chicken because they want to cook it for their family. And that obviously can't go through. And so over a couple hours, one apple here or a mango there is fine. But then you get steak kebabs that are going rancid, or you've got cheese that is not good. And all of a sudden, I went home and I took a shower because it's just been a long day. And I still could smell it the next morning. And it's just one of those smells that just sticks in your nose hairs for a long time.
All right. Well, it's a good story, folks. Check it out. Hide and seek, no game for carry-on contraband. It's in today's Washington Times, and it's by Meredith Summers. Have a good weekend, Meredith.
Thanks, Andy. You too.
Take care.